your landlord knew your apartment was infested with rodents and roaches, moldy from water leaks, and did little to nothing about it, would you pay your rent? That was the question for one Newark resident when her bathroom ceiling collapsed.
We're living worse than squatters, so it's not fair to us, it's not fair to our kids, it's not fair to our neighbors, it's not right.
Because of unsanitary poor living conditions, Yanira Cortez started withholding payments to her landlord. She's been in and out of court for several years.
I have done it since the year of 2014. So,
in the same place?
Yes, same landlord, same place.
Yanira can't find another apartment because she's on the so-called tenant blacklist. Her documented negligence to pay her rent has other landlords turning her away.
It's hard. It's actually hard to find even market rent. I even tried to go ahead and apply for market rent, and they're like, hey, there's something on your credit.
Paula Francisi is a law professor at Seton Hall Law School. She says tenant screening reports offer no context why somebody didn't pay their rent.
What we found most devastatingly is that the appearance on a blacklist is a silent killer in terms of affording that tenant any opportunity to secure housing, let alone subsidized housing in the future.
This is a national crisis. It is a national issue from Oakland to Brooklyn.
United States Senator Cory Booker recently introduced federal legislation he says would eliminate the idea of a tenant blacklist. Under his bill, reports will list whether tenants won cases against their respective landlords. It would cap how long tenants remain on reports to 3 years and allow tenants to obtain a copy.
So I can find out easily if I'm on one of these lists for a past eviction and then have the ability, because mistakes are made. We know for even just background checks with the FBI, the majority of those contain factually incorrect or incomplete information. So we should have a process by which to amend that list to have transparency into seeing it.
Bill Good with the Greater Newark Tenants Coalition says residents in poor living conditions will remain in fear as long as screening practices don't change.
A lot of people don't get involved because they think that If they do get involved, it's going to have a negative impact on them. They think that they could be evicted. Oftentimes, tenants don't know their rights, and they have the opportunity to organize and to get involved. And oftentimes, these rights are not shared with them by the owners and management of these buildings.
Sanitary rental housing reform is gaining bipartisan steam on a New Jersey state government level. Republican Senator Jennifer Beck and Democrat Ron Rice recently had their bill advanced by a Senate committee. Amang Santos, WBGO News.